WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Tell 'em from the Exciters. 3 minutes after nine, another hour of your favorites from the 60s and 70s, and you can get a request in. Just give me a call or a text at 608-355-9970 and see what I can play for you this morning. Like some Petula Clark. No, that's not what we're looking for some reason. That decided to get a different file. So hang on. I love it. I'm working off a little backup computer because my main computer that I have decided it didn't want to work for me today. So I'm working off a backup. It wants to play things that we're not supposed to. Here's Petula Clark in Color My World. 99.7 Max FM.
You'll never see a dark cloud hanging round me. Now there is only blue sky to surround me. There's never been a gray day since you found me. Everything I touch is turning to gold.
Just color my world.
Just color my world. Color my world. Oh, color my world.
Walking in rhythm, moving in sound, humming to the music.
It's the Blackbirds, Walking in Rhythm, 99.7 Max FM, Saturday at the 60s and 70s. Here's Mary Wells and My Guy.
God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, rolling on the river. That is, of course, CCR. Earlier this morning, played an interview with a guy that's going to be having a great time next Friday at the Legacy Dinner Theater. Jimmy Holmes, who is an Elvis tribute artist, going to be performing two shows, one at 2 o'clock on Friday and one at 7 o'clock on Friday. And we'll replay that interview with Jimmy coming up a little bit later this morning. So if you missed it in our 7 o'clock hour, I'll play it again coming up in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. Here, well, this is the 9 o'clock hour this morning. Oh, this morning has been getting away from me. 99.7 Max FM, Saturday at the 60s and 70s. Here's some Stevie Wonder.
Call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
and if you really love me, 99.7 Max FM, 919, an update on the weather, and some musical birthdays in history on the way.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 12. Wind chills still about 10 to 20 below. For tonight, clear skies, 6 below, and wind chills of 20 below. For Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 18. Warmer Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 33. Some rain and snow Tuesday and Tuesday night. A new place to live, stay, shop, or play. Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, 1 below 0.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, musical birthdays today. Eric Stewart, founding member, lead singer of the Mindbenders, celebrates his 79th birthday. Let's play the Game of Love on 99.7 Max FM.
Starting long ago.
of love for the Mind Benders, 99.7 Max FM. Eric Stewart celebrated his 79th birthday today, and the Star Child celebrates his 72nd birthday today. Yep, we're talking about Paul Stanley from Kiss, that is, and Rock and Roll All Night.
Everything you got, you keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You say you want to go for a spin, the party's just begun, we'll let you in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Kiss and Rock and Roll All Night. Paul Stanley celebrates his 72nd birthday today. Celebrating birthday 77 tomorrow, Jimmy Ibbotson from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a sale in New Orleans. I was down and out, he looked to me to be the
20 years he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky tonk. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
Mr. Bojangles from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band as Jimmy Ibbotson celebrating his 77th birthday tomorrow, and I heard that they've got one more tour left in them before they wrap things up. 9:28, Little Music History, 1966, George Harrison married Patty Boyd at the Leatherhead Register Office in Surrey with Paul McCartney as the best man. One of the songs that George wrote about Patty, It's Something, on 99.7 Max FM. Something from George Harrison, 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s, and it was 1966 this week. In fact, on the 21st of January, which would be tomorrow, George and Patty got married in 1966. This week in 1972, a four-week run at the number one spot for Don McLean.
Long, long, long. time ago. I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Played a marching tune. We all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie.
watched him on the stage. My hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, and singing, this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, American Pie from Don McLean. Number one this week in 1972 and stayed there for 4 weeks in a row. Earlier this morning, I had an interview that I conducted yesterday with Jimmy Holmes, a world champion Elvis tribute artist who's performing two shows at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells this coming Friday. And let's come back and replay that interview now.
Talking this morning with Jimmy Holmes, an Elvis tribute artist who is appearing coming up in less than a week at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. Hi, Jimmy. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's let people know what's going on. The Legacy Dinner Theater is opening up, or it's been open, had some great Christmas shows, but now they're getting into some concerts, and you're going to be performing next Friday. And let's get a little information. You're an Elvis tribute artist. Where are you from, Jimmy?
I'm from Indiana, from DeMont, Indiana, actually. It's a small town, but it's probably about an hour south of Chicago.
Okay, so close enough to the big city. What got you into becoming an Elvis tribute artist? I mean, I'm sure, you know, growing up, that wasn't what you were first thinking of, right?
Well, so my dad is the one who got me into it. He was a huge Elvis fan, and he introduced me to Elvis music when I was, you know, 4 or 5 years old, or even earlier than that. And he actually was an Elvis tribute artist for a few years too in my youth, so I kind of got to see the industry and, you know, everything about it through him. So then, you know, I guess I was kind of brought up in it.
So the bug sort of hit you back as at an early age.
Yeah. First time, you know, listening to Elvis and watching the movies and the concerts and everything, it got me hooked.
How long did it take you to get to the point where you are now? I mean, at what age did you actually think, okay, I'm going to do this and start practicing and actually start performing?
Yeah, so So when I was in high school and everything, I was always into music and Elvis and all. But you know, I played my own stuff and I had my own band and stuff. So I was performing doing that, and then one of these times it was just like, you know, I want to try it. I want to see, because I saw what my dad did and I knew that, you know, you could do well as an Elvis tribute artist. So I was like, you know what, I want to give it a try. And that was probably 5 years ago now. Yeah, 5 years ago. And then I started practicing and singing and studying and everything. And then, you know, then it just went on from there.
Okay, so what era of Elvis are you performing as? I mean, you know, there's all the different eras, you know, when he first started, and then, mm-hmm. you know, the movies, and then into the 70s area. So what area do you stick with? Or do you, know the whole genre?
I mostly do the 70s, the early 70s when he came back, you know, after the 68 comeback, and he was, you know, he was in Las Vegas, and then he started to go out on tour and everything. But, you know, I do the jumpsuit era, but in the show, there's a, you know, we do a lot of the early songs too and the movie songs, so we kind of mix it up. But as far as the visual goes, it's like a 1970s Elvis show.
Okay, so you're wearing all the gold sequin jumpsuits and everything like that.
Yeah, the heavy comfortable jumpsuits, right?
That is right. So let's talk about the show a little bit, Jimmy. What if somebody's coming out to see you at the Legacy Dinner Theater coming up next Friday night? What are they expecting?
Well, you can just expect a night full of all the hits from Elvis, and then, you know, maybe some songs you haven't heard in a while. We're going to be doing, you know, two full sets. So we're going to do one set, and then we're going to have an intermission and come back with another set. It's going to be a full backing band, you know, backup singers and keyboardists, you know, all the whole nine yards. So it's going to be a big production. The theater has a fantastic sound system, and the lighting is top notch. And I think you can purchase a meal with your ticket too, and then they provide a full meal with dessert and everything. So it's a full night experience and day experience, because we're doing a lunch and dinner show. So it's just something you don't want to miss.
You're right. There are two shows that day. That was a question I was going to ask you: is do you have mm-hmm. your own band with this?
Yeah. They'll be a band. I work with different bands, you know, depending where I'm at in the country and then out of the country too. So I've worked with quite a few bands, but I work with these guys who I'm playing with quite a bit, and they do a very good job. So it's going to be a good show.
Talking again with Jimmy Holmes, Elvis tribute artist, who's coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater for two shows coming up next Friday night. Now, that's a question I was going to ask you. You sort of answered it a little bit. You do travel worldwide. You don't just perform here in the United mm-hmm. States, correct?
Yeah, all over. Elvis is global. Yeah.
So what countries have you been to?
So I've been to England, Norway, Australia, Chile and South America, Canada, Netherlands, Belgium, and this year I'll be going over to Germany for the first time too. So looking forward to that. Yeah.
Okay, so that sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun. About how many shows do you do a year?
It's hard to remember. I think that this past year did quite a bit. I think we did about 65 to 70 shows, I believe.
That's a lot. That's a lot of Elvis songs.
It is.
Well, luckily, he's got a big catalog to pick and choose from. Question with this was that being an Elvis tribute artist, there are plenty of mm-hmm. Elvis competitions that are out there for this. Mm-hmm. Have you competed, and have you won any awards for this?
Yeah, there are a lot of the Elvis competitions, and this past year in Memphis in August, I was fortunate enough to win the Images of the King World Championship, which has been going on, I think, since 1987, and it was like the first, you know, Elvis contest, I think, that was being held, and it's every year during Elvis Week, the week of his anniversary of his passing in Memphis. They do it every year, and they have guys come in from all over the world to compete, obviously. So it was it was cool to win that one. It was cool to be in Memphis and be able to, you know, have that moment. It was very neat.
Now, and again, talk with Jimmy Holmes, the Elvis tribute artist, appearing at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells on Friday night. And you do have a website, too, that people can go to and see some mm-hmm. clips and find out more, correct?
Yeah. JimmyHolmesETA.com. It'll have all the info and some upcoming scheduled stuff and everything, yeah.
So you people will be able to see a little bit of the show, you know, see what it's like, and come on out and see the full thing coming up on Friday night. Anything that mm-hmm. You can tell me to make the audience come out and see you?
I don't know. I mean, if you want to see some, you know, hip shaking and Elvis music, if you love it, you want to relive those memories, or if you just love Elvis, just come on out, because it's something that you don't want to miss. That's for sure. We're going to put on a great show for you.
How long did it take you to get the Elvis hip shake down?
A little bit, you know. It's a lot of standing in front of the mirror, you know, and moving around and looking a little stupid at first, but then I think I've gotten it down by now. I hope so.
And do you do the Elvis curl with the lips too, or?
Yeah, the whole thing.
So if they want to see that, they got to come out to the show for all that.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Jimmy. Well, thank you for taking some time to talk to us mm-hmm. again. It's next Friday night. If you want to get tickets for the show or find out any of the other concerts that they have coming up, go to LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com, and you'll be able to get tickets for Jimmy's show on Friday. There's an afternoon and an evening show, and then check out the rest of the concert series. Jimmy, I hope it's going to be a great show next Friday night, and we look forward to having you in town.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. I'm looking forward to it, too.
Okay, again, Jimmy Holmes, a world champion Elvis tribute artist, again, appearing at the Legacy Dinner Theater for two shows this coming Friday night. Go to LegacyDinnerTheater.com for ticket information.
Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was all you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. 'Cause I'm not made of wood, and I don't have a wooden heart. Muss ich denn, muss ich denn zum Städtelehinhaus, Städtelehinhaus, du mein Schatz bleibst hier. Muss ich denn zum Städtele hinaus, Städtele hinaus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. There's no strings upon this love of mine, it was always you from the start. Sei mir gut, sei mir, wie du wirklich sollst, wie du wirklich sollst, 'cause I don't have a word.
It's Elvis and Wooden Heart, 99.7 Max FM from his G.I. Blues album. And it was this week in 1960, Elvis was promoted to sergeant in the U.S. Army. Jimmy Holmes again, nice talking with him, the Elvis tribute artist that will be at the Legacy Dinner Theater Friday night for two shows, Friday during the day and Friday night, a 2 o'clock and a 7 o'clock show. Go to LegacyDinnerTheater.com to get more information.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great Rhine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
City weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 12. Wind chills still about 10 to 20 below. For tonight, clear skies, 6 below, and wind chills of 20 below. For Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 18. Warmer Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 33. Some rain and snow Tuesday and Tuesday night. A new place to live, stay, shop, or play. Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, one above.
If you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the buzz saw.
And then a long day John. Talking John.
Slow talking John.
Slow talking John.
Give me the deed to your ranch, I'll blow you all to bits.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite.
And then a long game dog. Talking Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Slow talking Jones. Give me the deed to your ranch, I'm gonna throw you on the railroad track.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he threw on the railroad track.
And then
that train started coming.
And then a long game John. Talking John. Slow walking John.
Slow talking John.
Saturday in the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM and the Coasters, and along came Jones, 9:57. That's wrapping up the oldies for today. Back again next Saturday after 6 a.m. to do it all over again. Thank you for the request this morning. I hope you have a terrific weekend. Stay warm if you can, and if you are hanging around, yell go Pack go for us tonight, right? If you're hanging around, we'll stick around for you for a few more hours playing your favorites from the 80s, 90s, and more here at 99.7 Max FM. Gonna leave you with some Bay City Rollers. It's Money Honey on 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
just to see what you can get.
Just to see what